Asia.
Data centers. A glitch in the matrix. Asia is weighing data center ambitions against sustainability.
The jungles of Johor, a Malaysian state, were cleared to grow pepper in the 1800s. After that came rubber and oil palm plantations, followed by factories making electronics. Today, data centres are thriving there and are embroiled in a geopolitical tussle between America and China. But in Johor, other concerns are on people's minds. How to make the data centre boom sustainable? Johor's boom stems from a decision made by its neighbour. Singapore has long been Southeast Asia's data centre hub, meeting the region's surging demand for digital services. But it began to fret about how much water, land and energy the sites use. So in 2019, it became the first Asian country to pause new construction. Firms then built more in Johor, which is well connected to Singapore. Now Malaysia is grappling with similar problems. The neighbours illustrate how considerations can differ. Tiny Singapore has little appropriate land free for new data centres. They already guzzle 7% of its electricity, most of which is generated from natural gas. Officials worry unfettered growth will threaten net zero goals. Though the government began approving some new data centres last year, it did so at a much slower pace. It has also introduced new water and energy efficiency guidelines. Johor, by contrast, has lots of cheap land and power. Malaysia's government, keen to attract foreign investment, has introduced tax incentives for data centre developers. It hopes the new digital infrastructure boosts its existing tech industry and attracts AI startups. Malaysia still has some constraints. Johor has long faced episodic water shortages. If these worsen, data centres could become the villain, says Francis Hutchinson of ISIS Yusof Ishak Institute, a Singaporean think tank. Lee Ting Han, a local politician who chairs a new state committee monitoring data centres, thinks their growth is just too fast for existing infrastructure. Some also worry the boom will create few jobs. Once operational, data centres usually require few staff on site. High-tech parts like chips are often imported. Mr. Lee says Johor understands the potential of data centres but is not yet seeing tangible benefits. The carbon cost is also a downside. Most of Malaysia's electricity, like Singapore's, is generated by burning fossil fuels. Extra demand from data centres will probably increase emissions. In Southeast Asia's tropical climates, more water and power are needed to cool servers. Two things could help. One is if the digital boom speeds up Asia's energy transition. Google, for instance, is investing in solar power in Taiwan. The second is to learn from Singapore. Malaysia is already doing so. Chang Li Kang, Malaysia's Minister of Technology, says the government is referring to Singapore's efficiency guidelines while writing its own. Though this will help, data centres' demands will grow. Excluding China, they will consume 8% of Asia's power by 2030, up from 4% today, predicts Morgan Stanley, a bank. The sites have become critical infrastructure like ports or airports, and no government wants to be left behind. Policymakers will continue to balance digital ambitions with resources.